was rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me! Avenge me!
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention.
World order.
Attention.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Am I on? Is this thing on?
Lou, is this thing on?
Welcome once again to the Dutch Jones radio program right here on Stronghold Radio, coming to you from the church at Kaweah. Not always from the church at Kaweah. Sometimes it's just me. Today, though, it's coming from the little hamlet of Kaweah in Central California. And remember, my views don't always reflect those views of the church, the pastor, the participants that go to church, the people who pull weeds, the guy who painted the church, or just anybody else. It's me. I'm me. I'm Dutch Jones. It represents me. Get over your bad self. So that's another. I gotta say that once in a while because stupid people get all upset. Too bad. Just it's me. You know, don't get upset. I'm just telling you what I think. I'm interpreting things. I'm not always right. I'm not always wrong. In fact, most of the time I'm right in the middle, right there. A little wrong, a little right. People always tell me there's something ain't right about that boy. But don't get upset. Don't get your panties in a bunch. If I say something that you don't agree with, don't go writing a letter to the pastor going, "Oh, I will never go to your church because of Dutch Jones." I have nothing to do with the church on this radio show. I'm sharing with you the views of the church. The only time that this microphone, well, not this microphone, but that microphone over there has anything to do with the church is Thursday nights when Pastor Warren Mark Campbell gets in here for Practical Christianity. When I have guests on, when I comment, it's just about us. The fact that I'm sitting in the church just happens to be, well, I'm not in the church, sitting on church property, it's just where I live. So to say that because I live here, I don't have a right to voice my opinion is going to get you slapped. So I wouldn't really slap you, but you're going to get an argument. Sorry we weren't on yesterday. I had to go to the VA yesterday to see the results of multiple tests. And after extensive MRIs, I have conclusive proof that I, in fact, do have a brain. So those people that are sending the letters calling me a brainless git and stuff, I have governmental proof that I do, in fact, have a brain. So that's where I was yesterday. We wanted to make it back in time, but it just kept dragging on. And as with, it's like going to the VA. The VA is like going to the DMV. So I had to be down there for a while. Lots of good things. Lots of praise reports happening in our lives. We had a great weekend of training. I'll talk a little bit about that. But we got one of our vehicles back, our praised bug-out vehicle, $995 later. A fuel pump, mass airflow regulator sensor thing, and some wires. Never, you know, I learned my lesson. There's something I got to share with you guys. I tried to cut corners and go to Shade Tree Mechanics. It just didn't work. It ended up costing us longer in the long run. We started out with a brake job that ended up in $995 worth of other problems because I don't even want to go into it. But you get what you pay for out there. We found a good mechanic here in town at the Chevron station. We're going to continue to use them. It's just one problem after another, and even if they're my friends that want to save me some money, it always seems to end up hurting me. These newer vehicles, I can't work on them, and if you do anything to them, like weld on them, it fries things, or take the fuel tank off and drain the gas out and then put bad gas in it, it messes up the fuel filter and the fuel pump. And so almost 9 months later, we got our vehicle back on the road. It's got a dead battery, though. Isn't that something? It's like we've got 1, 2, 3 cars, and between us, we've got, like, 5 dead batteries. We're having to completely swap them around. I keep charging this one battery. We drove to work today. We did our job, got back in. It's like click, 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 click. I go, I just charged it. So next week we're going to have to go down, or maybe next month. But I wonder, what's the date today? The 24th of May. So next month maybe we'll go down and get some batteries and put them in our cars. It's important that you have a bug-out vehicle, folks. And, you know, I'm always telling you, I preach a lot here, but I can't always live up to my own standards. You know, I teach a lot more than I preach. I don't preach hardly ever. But I didn't have a decent vehicle that could get my gear and my family out. Now we do again. We just got to take the one good battery out of the little Toyota and put it in the big Toyota if we have to get out. But it's time to be thinking about those things, folks. Everybody's alert. Everybody's alarmed right now. Whether you be a Mason, whether you be an atheist, an anarchist, a fanatic who, oh, by the way, we didn't get raptured, one of those folks, everybody's thinking that something bad's going to happen, and they're all bugging me. They're all calling me. They're all bugging my friends. What?
We're going to get it in October.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get it in October, Lou. Is that your mic? Yeah, good. Yeah, Lou says it's been postponed to October 21st. Yeah, so you get till October 21st to get your bug-out vehicles together and stuff. I got a call from Minuteman today, and we were talking. Even people, he knows some people that are Masons that call him. You know, it's creepy, but, you know, they still ask for help. And I give verbal help to Masons, but it's kind of a general rule that we don't train with them or rub elbows with them. In fact, it's an actual rule here at the church that we let Masons come to church, but they don't get in, they're not allowed to get involved in our training unless they denounce what they're doing. And stop doing the Masonic stuff, you know. But that's a topic for a whole other show that somebody else needs to do. But that's just a rule up here now. We're not letting Masons anymore. Things are getting too close to the wire. We have to have people we can trust, people that we know that we can count on. But everybody's asking, what do you do? Well, here's my advice. Get your bug-out vehicle together because you're going to need to get out of the cities, folks. We had a little, and I'll go into the training a little bit. there was... several people that stayed after the training, we had like a little round table Sunday, several of us, people from different cities and things, and a few of us that knew what we were talking about were being just letting them ask us questions. And we tried to answer them as directly without, you know, too much hoo-ha, giving them websites, things like that. And the big thing was, well, what should we be doing now? I said, preparing your bug out. I think Minuteman said you need to make sure you have enough gas on hand. Rotate your fuel, you know, get some stabilized, put it in there every 6 months, I think he said. Rotate the fuel so that you can get from wherever you're at to wherever you need to be. And we're making sure, I don't even know if he's in the room. I don't know if Minuteman's in the room. I was talking to him on the phone just a few minutes ago, but I think he's still where he called me from. But we've got to make sure that we can get out. And then they said, well, how are you going to get through the roadblocks and do all that kind of stuff? I said, you anticipate them. You leave before the roadblocks go up. Funny legislation going up in California. I've been telling you guys about the ridiculous DUI checkpoints that go on here in California, especially in my local area, Fresno and Visalia. They get like three drunk guys, but yet they impound 100 vehicles. A Democrat from the state legislature is trying to make those illegal. They're going to say that if you're setting up a DUI checkpoint, you have to do DUIs. If you find somebody without a driver's license, you tell them to park their vehicle and somebody comes and gets it. Make them walk home. You know, if you can't impound someone's property because they don't have a driver's license, so that's going to be nice. It's very seldom a Democrat gets it right, but that's pretty good. Although they said it's prejudicial against minorities and poor folks. So I don't have a cup here, do I? Oh, that cup there, could you get me some water, honey? I'm getting kind of thirsty here. But so that's going on here. The the Supreme Court this week told California you have to let out 35 to 50,000 inmates because you're not providing proper medical care for them. I told you about that a little bit last week. I think it was about the paraplegic that they have to let out because they can't take care of them anymore. It costs like $500,000 a year.
He's still making threats.
Yeah, he's only ahead and he's still trying to bite people. But they told California that you've got 2 years to either bring up the medical care, speedy access to medical care, or you've got to let out these people that are on there. So that's good news for me. If I ever get arrested as a political prisoner, you know, I've got so many medical problems, they may have to boot me back out onto the street. So between diabetes and all that other stuff. So I'm looking at my get out of jail free card is my sugar level, right? My sugar, my blood sugar level. So there's good there. So here's some stuff going on. We had Larry Wick on, it was Thursday evening we had him on. Those of you that heard it, If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to Thursday, which was the 19th of May's show, 2011. He talked about his concepts, and I only had a slight taste of what he was going to be teaching us. We went and got him Thursday. Thank you, honey.